Federal health officials announced a new billion-dollar initiative to improve healthcare quality and patient safety Tuesday. It's part of the Affordable Care Act President Obama signed last year. It aims to cut medical errors by 40%. Its second goal is to reduce the number of people who have to be readmitted to hospitals shortly after they're discharged. The plan to reduce readmissions was engineered by Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, who got the idea from healthcare providers here. Federal Medicaid Director Donald Berwick says it works.
A project in Denver, Colorado that assures seamless care from hospital to home has cut Medicare readmissions there by 9.3%, part of a 14-city demonstration that has already saved over $100 million by providing better care.
Healthcare organizations that adopt model quality and safety initiatives like the demonstrations can get federal grant money to help. One model the White House is praising is Denver Health's approach. Its CEO, Dr. Patricia Gabbo, was at the press conference announcing the new funding. She says Denver Health uses a quality improvement system developed by Toyota. It helps them do things like reduce the risk of dangerous blood clots.
We have now achieved one of the lowest rates of this complication and reduced costs by $15,000 per month, demonstrating the link between safer care and lower costs.
The Obama administration says investing $1 billion in patient safety improvements could save the healthcare system up to $35 billion nationwide. Republicans are generally skeptical of White House strategies to reduce healthcare costs. Colorado Republicans in Congress criticize Affordable Care Act spending and want the law repealed. Eric Whitney, Colorado Public Radio News.